Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Helsinki, Finland. The Trump-Putin summit was very important as it relates to the events of the Middle East in the future. That's the headline. In a moment, Winky Medad will come to this broadcast table and help explain all that took place in Helsinki and the importance to the Middle East.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Oh, Vladimir Putin, sly as a fox, getting his ducks in a row as it relates to the Middle East. But I know he's already made the statement that a pullout of the Iranian troops out of Syria is unrealistic.
If I was in Netanyahu's shoes, I would be urging him to say, listen, Vladimir, it's going to be impossible for me not to use military force if Iran moves further into Syria. They don't want us around. Iran has made it very, very clear that we don't exist after they win. And so I'm going to have to do something. So either we coordinate this, or you perhaps even help me out by restraining Iran as much as possible. And I presume, getting back to your first question, Mr. Trump and his aides, the Secretary of State and National Security Advisor, will probably be trying to do basically the same thing.
And I'm hearing from that part of the world is that Iran and Hezbollah are setting up a terror infrastructure there in the Syrian Golan Heights. So this is becoming a major threat that Israel's going to have to deal with.
That Iranian forces or Hezbollah forces sneaking in undercover in Golan and then striking out at the northern Galil is very logical for us. In understanding this with Mr. Trump, at least the two of them, who, amazingly, Jimmy, are turning out to be the best, strongest, and forceful democratic world leaders on the stage today, Netanyahu and Trump, then maybe something can happen, but they got to give it a try, whether or not Europe or other countries like it for themselves as well.
Winky Medad, with his thoughts on the importance of the Trump-Putin summit to Israel and, in fact, the entire Middle East. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The Trump-Putin summit was very controversial before it ever happened, but is even more controversial since it took place in Helsinki, Finland. However, as Winky Medad reported for us, the summit was very important as it relates to the future of Israel and the entire Middle East. Whatever you think of the uproar among politicians in America after the summit, the Bible reveals that Russia is a major player in the end-time scenario that is found in Bible prophecy. That's Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 2 and Daniel chapter 11 verse 44. This sit-down conversation between Trump and Putin is a precursor to God's plan for the future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...